This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You think Switzerland and you think maybe chocolates and fine watches and banking. That is what you call a brand identity. The challenge for Swiss banking now, of course, is that its brand has taken something of a reputational hit with the UBS rescue this weekend of Credit Suisse. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes wondered where the brand that is Swiss banking goes from here.
Switzerland's reputation for safe, secret banking goes back to at least the First World War, when it became a hub of financial transactions with people in lots of countries, no matter what side they were on, says Princeton historian Harold James.
So the story is really intimately linked with the story of Swiss neutrality.
But the flip side of the word secret? Shady. Andrew Hilton's an economist and independent consultant based in the UK.
Swiss banks would take money from pretty much anywhere and would not ask too many questions about it.
And other countries didn't want their citizens shadily stashing money in Switzerland, points out Pace University economics professor Niso Abouaf, who used to work at Credit Suisse.
Because of pressure from both the European regulators and the U.S. regulators, Swiss banks stopped being a tax haven and they had to compete in other ways in the global marketplace.
So in the last couple decades, Swiss banks pivoted their brand, promising excellent wealth management, like a lot of American banks. But economist Andrew Hilton points out they had the advantage of not being American.
Lots of people don't view the Americans quite as positively as Americans do. You might want to put your money somewhere that isn't as susceptible to Washington's pressure.
Now the future of Swiss banking really hinges on the new UBS, which historian Harold James points out will have a balance sheet bigger than the whole Swiss GDP. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.